Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's more ick?
Ew.
Rocky and Lissa give you two scenarios. You must choose.
Oh.
Which is a bigger turnoff and why?
I love this sound.
Yeah, this one's pretty icky.
So what is more ick? A first date who is rude to the wait staff, or a first date who talks too much about their ex?
Ooh.
Now, as a former server, I'm allergic to people who are rude to anyone in the service industry whatsoever. What do you think?
Talking about your ex, that is totally rude. You're out for the very first time, and you're not focusing on the person that you're with. You're focusing on a past relationship.
And why on the first date? Does the ex even need to come into convo on the first date? You're just getting to know this new person.
No, not at all. So I think that's way more ick.
Lyndon on Facebook said, definitely rude to wait staff is worse. Talking too much about an ex is a red flag for potential relationship, but being rude to wait staff says more about them as a person. Yes.
Text Club agrees with me. Talking about your ex, big red flag, not over her yet or super angry. No way. Run, run, run. Have a great day, guys.
Run, run, run. Have
right?
a great day.
Yeah.
Candace had both. She said, I had both on a first date.
Oh.
Simultaneously.
Okay, well,
never
at least,
went out with him again.
At least you know right away, this is not for me.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No gray lines, black or white.
I do appreciate no gray. If you're a jerk, I like to know right up front, don't you think?
If you're a jerk, just let it out.
Let it out.
Don't hold back.
Let the horses out of the barn.
Yep.
Jenna said, for either one, I would end the date immediately. Jackie said, rude to staff is worse. I experienced this once and told him right in that moment to take me home. Jackie and Jenna,
wow.
I respect, mad respect, people that can end dates early. You don't waste the other person's time. I never had the guts to do that.
Now, how about wasting your own time? Think about, you got to think about number one. Don't think about that other person's
there
being rude.
Go.
Oh, I don't, oh, you know, I feel sorry for, oh, no, I'm just going to, you know, let the date ride out and take me home. And then
why do you have to point that out to me? That my time is valuable as well.
All right, so what is the consensus? What's more ick on a first date?
Giving the edge to rude to the wait staff, because most people said that. Boo, big boo. I mean, don't do either one. Neither one is a turn on.
Yeah, okay.
But the rude to the wait staff is worse because it says something about you as a person. It's not just a dating scenario. That would make me not even want to be friends with you. But I still say, if you're a jerk, let that flag fly because your other person deserves to know. Don't pretend.
Yeah, don't hide your jerkiness. Just let it out on the first date. Let it all out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.